you don't like each other, you can respect each other. But what's going on there? And is that one of those many things that making it difficult for them to be the team they could be?
Yeah, well, you know, I think they have, and I think I said this about as profoundly as I can say it anyway last week. And my example was, it's the father and the young son, and the young son doesn't have a big brother in between. And right now the Raiders need that big brother in between, because what's happening, the father figure is saying to the young sons, hey, look, this is what we need to do. And the young sons are going, hey, no, this is not going to work. But in my case, you know, and I was really talking about my example growing up, where my father would say something to me and I didn't quite understand it, but I had my big brother going, hey, just do what he says and it'll all work out. And that's exactly what I did, and it worked out great for me. Well, the Raiders don't have that big brother right now. So they get back in the locker room, and you got a bunch of young sons just saying, hey, we don't like this. You know, we don't like the strictness of the rules. And nobody is stepping up to say, hey, look, let's just do what he says and see what happens. And, you know, and I think if they would ever just try and get on the same page. I mean, Nick, you were there with Kansas City during some of those Raider days when Art was there back in the day. And, you know, we were a pretty decent football team. I mean, we came to Kansas City.
You had leadership.
Yeah, we got our butts whipped, but we came and played football. You know what I mean? And right now, I think there's just so many things off the field that don't really pertain to what's going on the field that's making them a worse team on the field.